Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study of Christian parenting or biblical child training. Today, I want to talk about the true needs of children. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, we find the well-known words, "But now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love." And one of the primary needs of children, and I would say the primary need, is that of love. The second need, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, is the need for security, and the third need for control, that there is control in their life and things are not going to get out of control. But the first need that I want to share with you as a true need of children is that of love. And love is demonstrated in a child's life through several things. First of all, by parental physical affection, the need for parental physical affection in a child's life. Secondly, for parental acceptance. Thirdly, for parental approval, which is a little different. And then fourthly, for parental forgiveness and restoration when a child has made a mistake or sinned in some way. First of all, I want to just touch on the subject of parental affection, physical affection, and the great need that a child has for physical affection. We live in a day when there's a great fear of children being touched in inappropriate ways by adults. And it's a very sad day that child molestation and the like is so rampant in our culture that people have become fearful of expressing love in a physical way out of fear that perhaps they will be misunderstood or accused of something inappropriate. However, we should not become so fearful that we neglect a very vital component of raising children, because parental physical affection is a true need that every child has. Years ago, psychologists did a very famous study that's called the Harlow Monkey Study. And I'm going to tell this story simply because I think it does demonstrate a very interesting issue about physical affection. I don't believe that psychology holds answers for us today because it's not based in scriptural truth. However, psychologists and behaviorists and other scientists have made some interesting observations about behavior. Oftentimes they don't come to the right conclusions, but this one study I want to bring out really pointed out the need for parental affection in a physical sense. The Harlow Monkey Study was done where they took baby monkeys away from their mothers at an age when they still needed the physical nurturing and stimulation that the mother monkey would provide while touching them, holding them, stroking them as a very young baby monkey. And they did three different groups, or had three groups. The one group stayed with their mother. The second group was put into a cage without the mother, but there was a wire monkey mother set up in this cage, and the third group had the wire mother monkey with cloth covering. Now, these three groups of monkeys were observed to see their behavior. All of them were given the shelter they needed, the temperature they needed, the food they needed at the right intervals. They were given all the physical sustenance needed to survive. But they found an amazing thing that occurred. The monkeys that had the wire mother monkey in the cage, but no natural mother. They were not touched. They were not held. They were not stimulated. They were not stroked or patted as a mother monkey would do with a baby. All of those monkeys died. even though they had all the nutrition they needed, all the liquids they needed, they had the physical sustenance needed to survive, they all died. And prior to dying, these baby monkeys exhibited what the psychologist described as neurotic and psychotic behavior. They became, you could say, emotionally disturbed without having any nurturing, without having any touching, without having the physical stimulation that that mother monkey would give them. They all exhibited bizarre and psychotic behavior, and then eventually they all died. That was a shock to the psychologists, and they really did not have an idea or a good conclusion as to why that occurred. The ones that lived in a cage with a wire mother monkey that had cloth covering fared a little better, but they did not thrive as the monkeys that had the real mother, which all those monkeys lived and became normal young monkeys, whereas the ones without the mother in place all had problems or died if they had just that wire monkey mother. Now, I bring that all out to point this out. God created us and even created animals in the animal kingdom with the nurturing of the parent taking place to bring the child up in a normal way. The requirement of the nurturing of the parent is vital, even in the animal kingdom, though there's no comparison with human beings. But it demonstrates that God created his creation with a need for nurturing and physical affection. Children need physical affection from their parents. They need to be touched. They need to be hugged. They need to be held. They need to be kissed. They need to be patted. They need to be physically touched and encouraged because it does several things. It speaks of love to the child. It speaks of being wanted. It speaks of their being lovable. It also fans into flame their very spirit within them, because a child that is neglected and has no appropriate physical affection from their parents shrivels up inside, literally, emotionally. If you've known someone who was raised in a home where perhaps it was the culture that you did not show any physical affection to the child beyond what was necessary to feed and clothe them, that person has a problem with showing emotion or giving affection to others. This has been documented many, many times, and certainly you and I both have observed this. God knows that he created us in the image of God. And we see in 1 John 4:8 that God is love. And we need to understand that one of the true needs of children is love. And one of the ways love is demonstrated to a child is through physical affection from the parents. So if you're a person that was raised in a very stoic atmosphere where emotions were not displayed and affection was few and far between, you need to make the decision today that you're going to show physical affection to your child. You're going to hold them and hug them and kiss them and touch them and pat them and do it consistently and continuously and often, not sparingly, so that your child's heart and emotions will grow and come to fruitful maturity, and they will not be stunted in any way. Make that decision that it is going to be an important part of your life as a parent, of nurturing that child's spirit to life, their emotions to life, by being a good, affectionate parent with your child, even if you did not receive that type of affection yourself as a child in your past. The greatest of these is love. Love is a great need and true need of all children. Even of boys, whether they act like they don't like it or don't want it, be one that will hug and kiss and pat and encourage, and don't stop it because they've reached 11 or 12 or 13 and think they don't need it anymore. It's not true. Continue to be physically affectionate with your children until they are grown up, and even after that, we can continue to show our affection to our adult children, and it will be a blessing in their life. And it will train them for their future as parents. So love is one of the primary true needs of children and shown through physical affection. It's also important that you show acceptance instead of rejection, even when a child makes mistakes, as every child will, because the scripture tells us foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from them. They don't have wisdom when they're a child, they're learning. It's our job as parents to train them, but you still need to show your love through your acceptance, even when they make mistakes. Don't remove your love when they make a mistake. Tell them, I love you, but I need to discipline you so you'll learn not to do that, but I still love you. And hug them after the discipline's over so that they never equate withdrawal of your love with something they did wrong. Otherwise, you'll raise a child that absolutely thinks that in order to be approved of, they have to do everything perfectly. They have to perform perfectly. And that's an emotional bondage and baggage you don't want to unload on your child. Always show acceptance and love, even when you're disciplining your child. Don't ever fall into the trap. I've heard parents, I don't like you anymore. You're not acting right. That is parental rejection because the child's not perfect. That will only cause emotional problems, and you will not be successful in training your child in the way they should go if you operate that way. That's all the time we have for today. We'll continue talking about the true needs of children tomorrow in our Christian parenting series. If you'd like further study in this subject, I have a 10-tape series called Christian Parenting, The Discipling of Tender Hearts, which we'll be happy to send to you for any gift of $30 or more to this radio ministry. Just write to us or call us at the numbers that'll be mentioned in just a moment. This is Rita Langland encouraging you that God will help you to be a godly parent. Seek after His Word. It's full of wisdom for Christian parenting today, even in our end times generation. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.